Welcome back to the Bun Sports Show on Wednesday. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. It's the middle of the week as we continue. We're just a week and a day now away from college football. I know the countdown that I do every time we start the show may get a little nauseating for you, but it's too bad. That's what we're counting down until college football season. We talked about a little bit about the AP poll yesterday. I gave you the specifics on it, and we are going to talk about it some more today. With me, as always, in the middle of the week, is Robert McElroy, who's going to be with us on Wednesdays from now on during college football season, talking about the season week to week. Look back and reflect on the previous week and look forward to the next week, each week with Robert on Wednesdays. Robert, good afternoon. Thanks for being on, as always.
Yeah, man, it's always good to be back. Look forward to a great football season. Yeah, man.
Well, let's get it started. Let's talk about that AP. I mentioned yesterday, for those of you who heard the show, I talked about, I did run down the top 10, starting with Oklahoma, Alabama, Oregon, LSU, Boise State, Florida State, Stanford, Texas A&M, Oklahoma State, and Nebraska. Robert, your thoughts on that top 10, Associated Press top 10?
The AP and the USA Today bode well for teams. They're in the top 10 looking to make it to the national championship, of course, in January. It puts you in good position to do so. Of course, Oklahoma and USC starting off 2-1 in 2004, they never moved, so it was advantage to them, advantageous, if you will. And so, that being said, it matters from that standpoint, but, I mean, we could see this thing shift. I mean, with 3-4 in week one, you have Oregon and LSU.
Right.
Somebody's going to drop. So this thing is going to change rather quickly because of that alone. You'll have a team or two in there that are overrated. That's going to change the complexion of the top 10, too.
I agree. And some other news, by the way, out today as well that I wanted to mention. Jansen Jackson, the All-American safety at the University of Tennessee, has been dismissed from the team by Derek Dooley. Couldn't put up with it anymore. He's had problems ever since he got to Tennessee, but he is a great player, and I think Derek Dooley admirably tried to give him every chance possible, but it was it just became inevitable. I mean, the guy had to go. It was too much,
yeah.
And I applaud, really, Derek Dooley for making this disciplinary move, because I think certain previous administrations or coaching staffs at Tennessee would not have made the same move.
Yeah, you're right. The previous regime probably would not have made the same move. And, I mean, you have to applaud Derek Dooley's guts, and I think he does have guts to do such a thing. Tennessee could be strong this year. I mean, I look for him to contend to some extent there in the East, but I kind of like where he's moving the program. I really do.
Yeah, I do too. I agree with you, and I was really impressed with him. I think he was the most impressive coach I saw at SEC Media Days this year. Back to the AP, we talked about the top 10, and I really don't have any outstanding thoughts on it other than Oklahoma is in a nice position if they can win their games, but of course they have a big matchup, as you alluded to earlier, against Florida State in week two. And then you got Alabama's going to play LSU, LSU's going to play Oregon. The only team that's up there that really doesn't have a playoff game is Boise State, and it just looks like, if they could beat Georgia, and that's obviously the big if, they could cruise on in there again.
Yeah, they could. You and I have both talked about how we think Florida State might be a year or two away from being the Seminoles again, the dominant program we remember. That week two game, Florida State and Oklahoma, is so huge. And that's going to change the complexity of this thing completely. But Florida State will look to try to avenge that loss. I love Oklahoma in that game. I like Oklahoma, period. They seem to just be loaded to the gills.
They do. All right, Robert. Well, I apprised you before this show, of course, that we were going to give our conference champions from all of the major conferences. And I believe we'll go with the top six, Big East, ACC, Pac-12, Big 12, Big 10, and, of course, the SEC.
You know, before we jump right into those conference champions, who do you think, if I may go back to the AP Top 25,
okay,
just for one second,
sure.
I promise this won't be long.
No problem.
who, in your opinion, is underrated in the AP Top 25 that was came out? And who's overrated? We'll start with underrated. Who do you think needs to be higher on this list?
I have said for a long time, and as far as underrated, I think LSU should be higher than Oregon. I don't understand why they're rated under Oregon. I think Oregon is one of the most overrated teams in the country. I think Arkansas is underrated in this one. Again, I don't understand why I put South Carolina in front of Arkansas. And then I think I do believe Boise State is overrated. I don't know why Boise State always has to be in our preseason poll up in the top five, but they do. And then I think they ought to have to work their way up. But then, and then I, the final one, and I know I'm giving you a list here, but I think Notre Dame, they have not proven one thing yet. I know there's a lot of hype around them, but they haven't proven one thing. Those are the teams I think are overrated. And like I said, I think LSU and Arkansas are underrated. What about you?
Gotcha. Well, underrated, you know how much I love this year's Wisconsin team.
Yeah.
I really like this football team. They're sitting here at number 11. I figured with the addition of Russell Wilson that that would give them a shot in the arm, just what they needed to be a little bit higher rated of a team. I think 11 is way too low for them. I think they could win the Big Ten this year and very likely get to New Orleans. I love this football team. I love the style of football they play. It's always big offensive linemen and a running attack, a bust you upside your head kind of philosophy that hasn't changed since Barry Alvarez was there. He just passed the torch right along to Brett Bielema. And so I just love how Wisconsin's opponents know what's coming, yet Wisconsin prepares the same way every week. Overrated? I was high on LSU earlier this summer. I am no longer. I'm not so sure. I really like seeing LSU sitting there at number four. Boise State, too, probably overrated. If they couldn't get it done last year, I don't see why they're putting them in position to do it again.
I agree.
Other than the fact they don't play anybody.
Exactly. Exactly right. Well, let's transition down to the Big East, and they, of course, have a BCS bid, and a lot of people in the Mountain West wonder why they get one and they don't. Some people would say it's a good question. Who do you think wins the Big East this year, Robert?
I like West Virginia. I've been high on them in the past, too. Geno Smith should have a fine year at quarterback.
Yep.
Dana Holgorsen, he's been given the keys to that program after Bill Stewart's little crybaby exit, and in my opinion, it's all for the better. Holgorsen's offenses at Oklahoma State, they were awesome. I mean, they were very good in the Big 12, very respected. Now the Big East has to try to stop Holgorsen's attack, and I don't think they'll do it very successfully, at least not until TCU gets in there. Only setback for West Virginia could be the losses on defense, where they're having to replace seven starters, but it's a not-so-scary conference, so West Virginia should be able to put up enough offense and play just enough defense to win the thing.
Yeah, I think West Virginia definitely has the kind of team that's needed to win the Big East this year. The game against Pittsburgh and Morgantown will be for the league championship, and I think West Virginia will win that. I don't think they will go through their schedule without incurring a loss or two. I mean, LSU is going to be a tough test for sure, and I wouldn't be surprised if South Florida does not defeat them on the final weekend of the year as a result of the lingering emotion from the big win over Pittsburgh. But I think West Virginia wins the Big East this year, and I think this leaves the Big East still awaiting its first BCS championship game appearance, because I don't think anybody will come out of this league even close to undefeated.
No, I wouldn't put money on anybody from this conference going to New Orleans for the national title. Let's not forget, too, with their schedule, they play Maryland the weekend before LSU. Now, Maryland's no national power, but they're certainly, I don't believe they're going to be a pushover in 2011. And after going to Maryland and having to put up a fight against them, then they're going to have to come home and face LSU. Some non-conference losses there, perhaps, tackled in the mix, but they should take care of business.
I agree with you. We agree with you completely. All right, let's move on now to the ACC, and I will start the ball rolling here. A lot of people are putting Florida State already in the BCS championship game, which I think is way too premature. I think you and I both agree that they are a little overrated at this point. My champion of the ACC this year is Virginia Tech. I think when all the final scores are accounted for, Virginia Tech will be the last team standing in this conference. I mean, the Seminoles are obviously getting all the hype and the preseason attention, and the Hokies are just forgotten. And I think that's exactly the way Frank Beamer likes it, because his team tends to perform better when less expectations are put on them. And Virginia Tech is just sneaking up right now. They could be a dark horse national championship contender.
I agree completely. I also have Virginia Tech winning the ACC. We're probably a year or so away from the Seminoles being completely back in the fold of being a national elite team. You'll just be so hard-pressed to find a more consistent program anywhere in the country. I mean, they're good for 10 or so wins every year. You know, they made it to the BCS this past year but got beat by a Stanford team that was just straight-up better than them. And I think with Virginia Tech, it's going to be the same old, same old. The more things change, the more they stay the same. They're still going to win with defense and special teams. They're still going to have a solid ground attack, and they're going to be decent to better than decent at quarterback, and it's going to be just enough for them to win their division as well as the ACC.
So you and I are in agreement on the first two conferences, and so we travel on west, way west, to the Pac-12, and this is the first year, of course, the Pac-12 has 12 teams in a championship game. I'll let you start this time. Well, who do you think comes out of the Pac-12 the champion?
I was between Oregon and Stanford, but I'm leaning toward the Ducks. I think LaMichael James and Darren Thomas, you know, they're back to lead a very, very fast-paced offense that's not afraid to take risks, a la going for two against Auburn in the national championship game and the biggest game of the year. Defensively, I think it'll be similar to their offensive speed. They have speed there as well. A few personnel issues that have to be addressed there. They have to replace three defensive line starters, but I think they have the talent to do so. In the Pac-12, I mean, like I said, it's either Ducks or the Cardinal, and I'm Oregon has my vote by a slim margin, but I like what they have going on out of Stanford.
Well, I think Stanford has what it takes this year to get to the inaugural Pac-12 championship game, and I think they'll win it. You have to look, too, the way the two divisions are aligned. Both Oregon and Stanford are in one division in the north, so I think they'll play off, so to speak, to get to the Pac-12 championship game, and I think that's kind of unfair. And then in the South not only doesn't have the best two teams, but they also have their biggest program, in my opinion, USC, on probation, and they can't even go to the championship game. I think you're going to be surprised this year to see Utah come out of the South in their very first year as a Pac-12 team, because there's nobody else. I think Utah goes by default.
Well, I disagree that there's nobody else. I think you could see Arizona State step up and give Utah a nice little run for their money.
Please.
I agree. I think the power, I like this Arizona State team. They're one of the best defensive players in the country on that team. I think they could probably make a run for it. I mean, let's face it, the Pac-12 South is pretty down right now. When USC is completely back, that'll change. But yeah, right now, the power in that league, it resides in the Pac-12 North, no doubt.
Okay, well, I will transition now to the Big 12. And, of course, the Big 12 is the conference that was raided. Everybody left. Colorado and Nebraska both went to the Pac-12 and the Big Ten. So now it only has 10 teams. It has no more championship game, which means the championship game is going to be on October 8th in Dallas, Texas, when Oklahoma plays Texas. Now, I believe Texas wins that game. I think Texas is a team that a lot of people are forgetting about. I think they may be the surprise team in the Big 12. However, I don't have Texas winning the conference because of the way it works down there. There's no championship game. It's weird. I think Oklahoma will, in the end, come out with the best record, and therefore they will be the champion. But don't forget about Texas. But I have Oklahoma as my champion.
You can't forget about Texas, but man, you sure do like picking these games early. I mean, it's August, dude. Come on. You're already picking Texas to beat Oklahoma, that game's an October.
Robert, this is a preview show right here. I reserve all the right. I have always reserved on my show the right to come back the week. I picked the games the week before, too, so nobody remembers.
Oh. Okay, so everyone just kind of. Okay, well, I'm not going to forget. I'm going to give you grief when you're dead wrong. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I agree. I think Oklahoma's going to win this little, tiny little conference here. Oklahoma's absolutely loaded. I really like Landry Jones at quarterback. And he has a chance to make his own little trip to New York when it comes time to crown a Heisman winner.
Sure does.
And he'll have one of the most reliable targets in the entire country in Ryan Broyles to throw to. Ryan Broyles had an absolutely awesome career in Norman. It's going to get better. 9 starters back from a really great offense in 2010. 2009, a couple years back, that was one of those hiccups that occurred by virtue of some really bad injuries. I mean, there was nothing wrong in Norman, Oklahoma. There's nothing wrong with Bob Stoops. They were just riddled with injury, and they are back loaded to the gills. If you forgot about how talented Oklahoma was, 2011 is going to prove those doubters wrong.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you completely on that. Let's go to the Big Ten now, and I'll let you lead off.
Well, for the Big Ten Conference, surprise, surprise here, I'm picking the Wisconsin Badgers. I absolutely love this team. You know, even though the Badgers are a run-first kind of a team, the addition of Russell Wilson, I think, was just the little piece of the puzzle they needed to be a complete football team. And they just run right at you with a big offensive line, 2 great running backs in James White and Monty Ball. It doesn't matter to me that John Clay is gone because you have White and Ball ready to take the helm there. I mean, they're a run-first team, and they make no apologies about it. When every other team in the country is moving to a spread, you're going to see Wisconsin just play Wisconsin football, and I think they'll be good enough to win the Big Ten. And I think they have a very solid chance because of how overlooked they are and how good they could be with Russell Wilson. I think they get to New Orleans. I'm not afraid to call it here. If everyone else in the country is going to say that Oklahoma and Bama are going to get there, I'm not afraid to do the Orleans as the Big Ten champ.
I think Russell Wilson really gives them an edge like Auburn had last year. Auburn had a lot of pieces in place, and I think Wisconsin has a lot of pieces in place. They have a tremendous offensive line. And I think Russell Wilson, I don't know, you know, I hesitate to compare him to Cam Newton, but I do think he gives them the Cam Newton edge, so to speak. And who knows? He could end up being a very electrifying player. We'll see, but they certainly have the offensive line to help him out. So I think I agree with you. I think Wisconsin, I know we're agreeing with each other, but I think that shows how smart we are. I think Wisconsin definitely has what it takes, and the only competition I see is Nebraska, the new kids on the block, so to speak, in the Big Ten, and they'll probably face Nebraska in the championship game. But I like Wisconsin. I think they're a force. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't run the table, because they have a pretty simple schedule out of conference.
They do, and I think it could be one of those situations where Russell Wilson doesn't have to pass very often. I think, you know, they had the first 4 games are all non-conference, and really they just have to knuckle up against Nebraska when it comes time to play those guys there in the middle of their schedule. I think that'll give Russell Wilson time enough to adjust to his new league, to his new team, to new stadiums, because he was playing in the ACC before. I think it sets up just right for him.
Yeah, it certainly does. They have the opportunity this year. We'll see if they can capitalize on it. Finally, the SEC, and I won't waste much time here, but I think the SEC is so unpredictable, and it's so difficult to make a call. This is the hardest one of all, because you have so many in that SEC West, especially the 3 teams, LSU, Arkansas, and Alabama, who could come out of that the league, come out the champion and the champion of the league. I think from the East, I don't see an East team winning the conference this year. I think Georgia wins the division by default. I think South Carolina has the most talent, but Georgia has the easiest road. So I say Georgia wins the East. And in the West, I like Alabama to come out because they have both Arkansas and LSU at home. And right now, Jordan Jefferson is really putting in question LSU's chances this year, because if they don't have a quarterback, and I'm not sold on Jarrett Lee or Zach Mettenberger, I think Jordan Jefferson was really the leader of that team, and if he's not there, that puts a big void in LSU. So I like Alabama from the West, and I like Alabama over Georgia in Atlanta.
I was so high on LSU earlier this summer. I am no longer because of some of the recent mess, and Jordan Jefferson, he is just such a coin toss, isn't he? I mean, you just don't know what you're getting with him. You don't know if you're going to get the Jordan Jefferson you saw in the Cotton Bowl last year, or if you're going to get another one who just blows it. which is why I am not high on LSU anymore. I remember one of the first shows we did, I think I picked them to win the West. I'm flip-flopping, and I don't care what anyone thinks about
that. And you were talking about me a minute ago, and here it is. We haven't even snapped the football, and you're already changing.
No, we haven't snapped the football, and I'm not predicting who's going to win a particular game.
Okay.
I'm just saying LSU's not winning the West, I don't think. Not if they can't get it together. They have the talent to do it, but I'm telling you, I am not high on them anymore. I'm picking Arkansas to win the West. You remember how high I was on them before. I think in the East they'll probably be South Carolina, but I'm with you. I don't think the champion of this conference comes out of the East. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I like the Hogs. I do. The only thing about their road is the fact that they have to go to Alabama and to LSU, and those are very difficult. But and they lost Nyle Davis. That really caused me to think, man, that's the leading rusher among running backs last year. You lose him, that is a blow. But you look at that receiving core, Greg Childs, Ronnie Wingo, Joe Adams. I mean, they are stacked.
Right.
And so I can see Arkansas doing it, but they're going to have to win on the road. Tyler Wilson's going to have to grow up in a hurry.
He will have to grow up in a hurry. I agree. And it's risky to pick Arkansas like this just weeks after Nyle Davis's very unfortunate season-ending injury. But,
right.
You know, even though he was a leading rusher last year, I question Bobby Petrino and how much he was really going to rely on the legs of Nyle Davis. I think Petrino's the kind of coordinator who would rather pass it than he's a pass-first kind of a guy. And with all those targets out there, Greg Childs, Joe Adams, Jarius Wright, Tyler Wilson looked superb last year against Auburn. Of course, it wasn't enough to get done, but you could see the future unfold right before you. And you knew with the departure of Mallett that Wilson was going to be able to soften that blow a lot. Defensively, that's a unit that's just looking for respect. And if they play with that kind of chip on their shoulder, I think it can only help them. At linebacker, you have Jerry Franklin and Jericho Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And defensive end Jake Beckett will be one of the best defensive ends in the league. And watch out for this junior college transfer, defensive tackle Robert Thomas. Could be the next great D-tackle we see coming from the junior college ranks.
I think it was a colossal mistake by Bobby Petrino not to utilize Nyle Davis more in the earlier part of the year last year. I mean, you had a close game against Alabama that you dropped, and they won the other games all on up to Auburn. But, man, I think they could have been so much more of an explosive offense with Nyle Davis in the backfield, and you know, I really question him not utilizing him more on the earlier part of the year. Toward the end, he figured it out, and then
right.
Though it was too late. Next week it will be game week, and Robert will join us to preview the big matchups in Atlanta and Dallas. Is LSU, do they have a chance against Oregon now that Jordan Jefferson may not even be playing? We'll talk about that next week on the program with Robert as we can finally talk college football on the field. Robert, great stuff as always. Have a great week.
You too, man. It's always fun, and we'll see you next week.
This is the Bun Sports Show. Everyone have a nice week.